Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Joining us right now from around the Ada area, western Minnesota, is Neil Rockstead. You know his name, I'm sure, quite a bit, associated with the sugar beet industry. He is the current president of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association. But I have him on today for that farmer hat and seeing what he's been up to. What are you up to today, Neil?
Well, today I'm spraying herbicide on wheat.
Oh.
So we've had kind of a nice run on spraying days in this area, so kind of getting caught up now and getting these weeds under control on a timely basis.
So are you all planted right now and just worrying about spraying, or are you trying to finish some things up too yet for planting?
Nope. I finished planting 2 weeks ago.
Oh, man.
I guess it was. I think everything in this area, probably the last of it was winding up last week. There could be some dry beans in the area, but for the most part, I would say we're 95% plus complete in this area with planting, and much of it was done, like I said, 2 weeks ago. So okay. Pretty good shape.
You got to be a happy camper compared to last year, because I remember talking to you last year. Sugar beets went in, and then you got like a 3-week window of rain, and it just wasn't good. But
yeah, it drug on and on last year just with a bunch of nuisance rain. So, yeah, we are feeling really good about it.
As far as, like, some of the storms that we had, with the, I don't know if the extreme heat were a problem, but we got a lot of rain in some areas. Western Minnesota kind of missed out on a little bit of that. They didn't miss out on the wind, though, the 50-mile-an-hour wind plus. Any kind of crop damage at all or replant from that you heard of in your neck of the woods or been pretty good?
Yeah, that was kind of an odd weather pattern. Like you said, we had those 50-mile-an-hour plus winds coupled with 95-degree heat, and then shortly after that, excessive rain. Not that we didn't need the moisture, but some of it came kind of hard and fast and created a crust. Mm-hmm. So there was some reseeding in the area of sugar beets, and some of that is due to the wind, and some of that is due to a crust that the beets couldn't break through. Mm-hmm. Some of them, some people felt they germinated and then ran out of moisture because they're planted so shallow and those hot days kind of drew the moisture out. So for a variety of reasons. Percentage-wise, it wasn't a lot of acres, but certainly if you were a grower who was affected, it felt kind of frustrating to have the crop in and then have to replant it.
As you look out in the field, are you happy with like where the sugar beets are? We brought up sugar beets and sugar beets being planted. I have not yet had anybody tell me, hey, things are looking good out there. That's 3 inches tall or 4 inches tall. So what's it like out there?
Yeah, I think they're really starting to come around and look pretty nice. It's always fun when they get to the size where you can see them in a row from when you drive by the field, and then they grow pretty quickly after that. And that's the stage we're in right now. Maybe 4-leaf sugar beets, and they'll start adding leaves very quickly and get some size to them. I would say a majority of people have put on at least one application of herbicide pre-emerge, and then most people probably have post-emerge sprayed their sugar beets, and now it's just time for them to take off and grow with a little bit of heat here. So
bugs, insects, concern there? Is that starting to pop up or not yet?
Not in my area. They're certainly monitoring the sugar beet root maggot. Yeah. They monitor the NDSU extension along with the agronomists of the cooperatives, monitor the fly counts. I don't have any in my immediate area, so I've not heard of any areas, but I'm guessing this is kind of peak season, so I'm guessing that there are some pockets where those insects need to be treated.
We'll be back with more coming up on Inside Agriculture in just a moment.